Hey everyone, this is A, and I'm back after a very long hiatus once again. And actually, the reason I am back doing another episode, it's actually about 3:30 a.m. And a couple of back-to-back dreams / nightmares that got my mind reeling, and I couldn't get back to sleep again. And one of those dreams had to do with, well, for those who are familiar with recovery, making amends. Sort of an amends, but I would think it's best described as dealing with a resentment, I think, with a friend. And it was funny, the dream was kind of like, we were dating. It was interesting, and I definitely got the message. It was like, you know, trying to mend a bad relationship, and clearly it's been bothering me for a while, and it's manifested into a dream. And I woke up, and then I went back to sleep again. Then I had another nightmare, and it was about discovering bones of someone who's been murdered or something like that, and burned alive. And I think it had to do with a movie that we had watched the night before. So I don't know what the symbolism is there, but I found the bones, and then somebody, darted me with some kind of dart that makes me sleep, and then stole the bones from me. It was very strange. Needless to say, it was a restless night, and here I am. I've also been restless lately because, again, I've been feeling so good about myself as self-acceptance, and I'm really happy with, it's almost, you know, we're getting close to 3 years now, and after nearly 3 years, I'm far less self-conscious than I have ever been. I'm much more comfortable in my own skin, except I work in my job is essentially sales, and I, my self-worth doesn't need the affirmation by others as much anymore. But my worth, as in living worth, paying rent, you know, all that stuff, you know, supporting, that literally relies upon the approval of another person in my job. So what happens is if I'm having an off day or a night like tonight where I can't sleep for some reason as well, or just didn't get a lot of sleep, I go into work and have an off day. My job is to basically, you know, get people to like me and the thing that I'm presenting to them. And so if I get the sense that maybe I said something not quite right, or I was just tired, maybe a little cranky, I wasn't really myself. When you're dealing with sales, you have to kind of be on, you know, all the time. But you're only good at your job when you're sincere and genuine and honest. So you have to kind of be sincere and genuine and honest, but then never be cranky and always say the right thing. So it can be frustrating. And so when you have days or, you know, you just know, you know, it didn't click with somebody, or you might have said something wrong or did something wrong or behaved like, you know, you're under a microscope constantly. And I know we all feel like that to some degree with whatever our job is or life, but it feels like I'm under this huge microscope, and like I have to be so self-conscious, which is not good, because when you're self-conscious you can come off nervous. So you have to be self-aware and still be relaxed. So it's a lot of mental gymnastics that go with that, and maybe it's not the best thing for someone in recovery, but coming from my previous career, which was more in hospitality, I'm happy. I love this job is 1,000 times better. But, you know, I have those moments of those days where I just feel like, ugh, man, you know, did that person not like me? And then, so that feeds, unfortunately, into my everyday life. And then I just start feeling off or insecure about things because things didn't go well with work, which directly relates to my self-worth, which is a shame because otherwise I've been just so well balanced and so happy. My confidence levels are so much higher than before. Now, I normally, at this point, I would have relapsed, right? Based on my past patterns. And so this might seem like, oh, this is a scary warning sign. You can't sleep at night, you know, so I start thinking things like that. But the fact is, the fact that I'm able to talk about it is what I wasn't able to do before when I had relapsed in the past. I was so afraid to accept that I was, you know, struggling with anything in life that I just couldn't talk about it. And then that talk would turn into anxiety, and then anxiety would lead me into panic attack, and then out the door I would go with another relapse. So thank you for being out there and listening to me at, you know, now 3:40 a.m. in the morning. You know, it's nice to know that we're not alone. And in this day and age with the virtual world, that I could sit here in the middle of the night and talk to somebody, in a sense. It feels really good. It's a comfort. You know, things aren't so bad that I would need to, like, you know, call my sponsor and, you know, have a saving grace talk. But this is definitely therapeutic for me. You know, and it's funny, the program can be a selfish program, but it's not really, it's more about taking care of yourself first so that you can be there for others. And so all this feels kind of like a selfish act, and, you know, like, oh my gosh, somebody please listen to what I have to say, all my woes and problems. It's good for the people around me, for me to be able to just, you know, share things at a meeting, at a support group, and we're here and now with you. And I'm not really, it's very rare that I get up in the middle of the night, but on occasion, you know, I'll have a dream or nightmare or something that wakes me up. Typically that would be the random relapse nightmare. And this is not what this is. This is just other things. I think, you know, I'm towards the end of the step process. Believe it or not, almost 3 years, and I haven't finished the 12-step program that I use. And the reason for that is because I had relapsed so many times in the past. I'm really taking it slow this time, and I'm glad I am, because that slow evolution is much more healthier for me this time around. And so I think, though, now it's like, okay, this is my brain telling me we need to get going and make amends and, you know, have those conversations with people where there's things left unsaid, tension, you know, floating between the brains of, and I need to let go, I think, of those things. So that's my next step. All right. Well, I really don't have much more to say. I hoped that the next time I did an episode, it would be with a guest. I've been asking some people lately, and it just hasn't. Well, I've asked one person lately, and thinking about asking other people lately, and that person said no. So I'll find a guest to have on the show that can be a little bit more constructive and share a little bit more about, you know, their spiritual or recovery experience. But I know for a while now people have been asking me to do another episode, and I've been really busy with a new career, other things on the side going on as well. And I kept waiting and putting it off, because I wanted to get a really great guest to come on the show, you know, someone that people will really appreciate. And one of my last guests that I had on, I had some feedback that I was interrupting that person a lot. And I'm glad that I got that constructive feedback. And the reason I was doing that is I was sort of, you know, in this like talk show, you know, host mental state of mind, where I was like, okay, I have to keep the pacing going for this. Because it was a really long episode, but the truth is, I didn't need to do that. And you guys, you know, you're come tuning in to listen because we share the same struggles, you know, that being life, recovery, breaking habits, you know, of any kind, addictions of any kind, and seeking a higher spiritual self. And, you know, and I think that whole idea of self-worth is extraordinarily important, because all the work that we can do, all the self-help books, and meetings that we attend, can only go so far as long as it's towards creating self-love and self-worth. So we can do all these other things, but if those things aren't constructive towards our, you know, accepting ourselves and loving ourselves and not having that knot kind of feeling in the stomach, or those, you know, like pangs and waves of anxiety, you know, minor or major, you know, then it's a harder struggle. So anyway, that's a far longer, more complex conversation, which we'll pick up, and I'll have a guest on soon, I promise. But if you want to, you know, email me, you can go to spiritualbazaar@AOL.com. Just send me an email, or you can go to the Twitter page as well, at spiritualbazaar, and let me know what you think and how you feel about your own recovery. You know, I'm always talking about mine, but I'd like to hear what you have to say, and if you have any feedback in particular about self-worth in general. Also, if you have any advice how to get back to sleep after you have back-to-back stirring dreams/nightmares that make it difficult to go back to sleep again, because I'd like to hear that as well. All right, so peace and love to you all. Thanks so much again for your feedback that I get on occasion, from YouTube or email. I really appreciate that, and that's what has stirred me to, you know, to do this again, because we have to be there for each other, and that's a truly beautiful thing. So, in the spirit of love and support and self-worth, this is A, and until next time, be well.